Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, Kate Ulrey. Welcome back, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ray. Thanks.
Glad to have you back here. You've been giving us regular updates throughout the summer on the lighthouse tours, and the tours have officially wrapped up for the 2019 mm-hmm. season. And the numbers are nothing to sneeze at, right?
I'm very excited. Yeah. By this season, we really had a great season. A lot of people got into the lighthouse. We had...
Don't say the number quite yet. I'm going to keep people... I'm going to keep them waiting for just a moment.
I won't say...
Give us a run last year about approximately how many lighthouse tours did you have in 2018, approximately?
We had about 1,000 people.
About 1,000. Mm-hmm. And that number is up then. Okay, so now we're going
to... 1,000 to 2, maybe.
Now we're going to do a drum roll here. How many lighthouse tours did we have in 2019?
We had 7,000 people come into the base of the lighthouse... And about 3,200 made the climb to the top.
That is phenomenal to have that many people go through it.
It has been a super year. A lot of out-of-towners, of course, but a lot of people in the community who said, I've looked at it my whole life. I've never been in it. And that has been the most gratifying thing. Yeah. Is how many community members who wanted to see it have seen it.
That again is a phenomenal number. And so you don't really set a goal for how many. You just want to open it up to everybody. Or did you set a goal?
Not really. And I didn't really know what to expect. This is my first year managing, and I had no idea what to expect. Didn't know I wanted to expand the hours, so we did double the number of hours.
Sure.
And would like to do more of that next year. I would like it open as much as possible, as much staffing as we can get, as many volunteers as we can get. That would be great.
Yeah. Well, we'll shoot for 10,000 next year. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if we would do
that. I don't know if we can handle it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you'd have to really expand your hours out even more in order to be able to accommodate that that number of people.
Right.
But that's great. So congratulations to you on kind of taking this over and more than double, almost tripling the numbers, or if not more than that, you know.
I do have to do a shout out to my volunteers.
Yeah.
They were just amazing. They were there and stayed late. Came early and really worked hard.
Yeah.
So that they were great.
That's awesome. So you're hoping for more even open hours next summer, and we'll talk about mm-hmm. that in the coming months as we get set for the 2020 season of the Lighthouse Tours.
Yes.
All right. So something has changed over there. You've got a new director as well.
We do. Dr. Brian Carroll just started this week, and we're very excited to have him here.
Tell us a little bit about him.
He's a historian. His background is in museum and higher education. He's originally from Boston, and he's really looking forward to working with the community, working with other museums, just starting some new programs. We're excited to have him.
You're going to bring him in to talk with us, too, after he gets settled in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
Love to have the audience meet Dr. Brian, or Dr. Carroll. That'd be awesome. So. All right. So first and foremost now, we've got the lighthouse tours wrapped up for the year. You said over 7,000 people in the base, about 3,200 people climbed to the top. That's mm-hmm. great. We've got a new director, Dr. Brian Carroll. But more importantly, we've got some fun events coming up because it doesn't, I don't know. I'm not ready for fall yet, but we've got some fall activities coming up.
Well, and the fun part of fall.
Yeah.
The fun, spooky part.
Yeah. So what's coming up on, it'd be Saturday, the 5th of October.
Right. We have the spooky St. Joe Cemetery tours, which they've done in the past, and they're just a lot of fun. You learn about some of the historic figures in the area, which is wonderful, and you get to kind of wander around the cemetery. They open the mausoleum, so you can go inside. It's a beautiful mausoleum, the one right there in the city cemetery.
Wow. And are there going to be people in costumes to scare you? No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, but I think there are going to be people in costumes.
Are there really?
That we're going to do it, I think, a little differently, where in the past, a guide has led you around and talked at each of the stones.
Mm-hmm.
Now we will have people at the stones portraying the different people and talking to you about those different people.
That sounds exciting.
So that should be a lot of fun.
So it's the Spooky St. Joe Cemetery Tour. It's on Saturday the 5th of October from 4 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to rain. I've made a proclamation on that. But if it does, good. There's a rain date of October 6th that you'll do it. And is there a cost to participate in this?
There is. It's $10 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. You call the Heritage Museum because you want to schedule a time to come.
Sure.
It's ongoing during that time, but it's within like 15-minute increments.
Sure.
People go out.
Yep. And so if you're looking for the number, I can have Kate give it to you. But you can, if you just Google the Heritage Museum, you'll find the phone number there.
Yeah.
Can you sign up online or is it just through phone call reservation?
Through phone call because we are taking times.
Got
and
it.
We want to fill up.
Make sure. Yep. So give them
the
a
right
call.
Order,
to set,
yeah.
Give them a call to set that up. If you're just joining us, talking with Kate Ulrey, Kate is the Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, talking about the Spooky St. Joe Cemetery Tour coming up on October the 5th. But then just like a week or so later on the 13th, on Sunday the 13th, speaking of spooky, what do we got?
Yes, we have the Haunted Historic Neighborhood Tour that we're doing. And we're doing both of these, I should mention, in conjunction with the History Center.
Sure.
At Courthouse Square in Berrien Springs. They're instrumental in helping us with all of this. And so, yeah, the Haunted Historic Neighborhood Tour, it takes you primarily down State Street in St. Joe, a couple on Lake Boulevard. It's just a really fun time, and you learn some of our local stories. And I've been fortunate when I've led it to have people who've lived in the neighborhood add their stories to it.
So why is it a haunted historic tour then?
Well, because we're haunted.
Oh, is that right?
We have a couple of haunted houses. Yes, we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
We've got several stories in the different houses of things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
We have one tale of something walking down the middle of State Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have a lot of fun stories.
Interesting.
In the area, yeah.
I love ghost stories and things like that, yeah.
They're
really fun.
Oh, they are fun. I asked one woman, they were redoing the house, and I said, do you have any ghost stories for us? We were out there. And she said, no, not really any ghost stories, but we did find a child's shoe in the wall when we were remodeling.
Wow.
Well, it turns out that that is a Victorian tradition to hang a shoe in a wall.
Really?
It's supposed to scare away spirits. Yes.
And it must have worked because they said they didn't have any ghost stories.
Right. Right. But she did say when I told her later, when I discovered that's what it was, she said, oh, maybe we'll put that back.
Yeah. Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. We'll just keep it in there.
Yeah. So again, that's coming up on Sunday, October 13th from 1 to 4. And is there a cost for this tour as well?
That one is $10 for adults, $5 for children, 12 and under as well.
And again, you want to call the Heritage to reserve a spot because you're going to do about every 15 minutes on that as well.
That's traditionally what we've done, yeah.
So give the phone number. And then, like I said, if you're driving and you can't write the phone number down here, just Google the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. You'll find the number. But the number is easy to remember.
It is. It's 269-983-1191.
983-1191. That's easy. So call to reserve your spot. So we got the Spooky St. Joe Cemetery Tour on the 5th. From 4 to 9. Then we have the Haunted Historic Neighborhood Tour on the 13th. That's a Sunday from 1 to 4. Call 269-983-1191 to make a reservation to participate in either one of those. And then during the fall and winter, you are looking for people to share some stories with you.
Yeah. As I move away from what I'm doing at the Lighthouse, I want to contribute over the fall and winter to what we'll be doing next year at the Lighthouse. So I'd really like to hear people's stories. People would come into the Lighthouse and they'd say, you know, my father was a fisherman or this particular thing happened at the Lighthouse. And I would like those stories so that I can write them down so that they're preserved and we can keep them out at the Lighthouse. Yeah. I would like to do that. So
what you shared a little bit. What are some types of stories, though, that you think you might be able to find out about? Just people who have toured it that brings back some memories? Or what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, and people who remember it from previous years. The Foghorn. I've heard some great stories about the Foghorn. And, you know, this year we had the Foghorn going in the building.
Right, right.
Which was very memorable for a lot of people. And, you know, Dad used to fish on this pier or Grandpa you know, sailed out of here. Just those stories. I like to hear them.
So how can people get a hold of you to share some of those stories with you then?
I'm at the Heritage Museum, so you can call the museum or email me. It's kalry@theheritagemcc.org.
Yep.
And we can get together and I can write them down or you can just send them to me.
Yeah. And so you're just looking for something written, or are you looking for them to maybe record something and do it as a podcast possibly?
Now I hadn't even thought of that. And I love that idea. You know, yes, we're doing a podcast.
That's why I get the big bucks, Kate.
I guess, you know? Yeah, I know. Look at what you're doing for the Lighthouse. Thank you.
I like it. So, all right. So congratulations on the record number of people, going into the Lighthouse this year. Don't forget the spooky St. Joe Cemetery Tour, October 5th from 4 to 9. The Haunted Historic Neighborhood Tour, October 13th from 1 to 4. More information, contact the Heritage at 983-1191 or just Google Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Kate Ulrey, as always, thanks for coming in and talking with us, and enjoy your fall.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.